We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're going to get to the Durant story, but we've got a hold of Dionisio Soldevilla. He works for Paradiso Hoyt. I hope I got all of that stuff right. Dionisio, did I? Yes? No? Maybe?
That's Periódico Hoy. That's like today.
Okay,
good.
Today news.
Well, listen, we're having problems back here in Boston trying to figure out what's going on and where this story is down there in the Dominican. We know that David Ortiz is back here in a hospital. Can you kind of give us a little synopsis of what happened that night, what has transpired since then, and where the investigation is?
Well, basically, you all guys have read what happened on Sunday. David was hanging out with some friends at a local lounge. Someone came from the back and shot him in the back, and the shot went through his back and out via his abdomen. He was rushed to a local clinic here in the Dominican Republic, where he was here in Santo Domingo, where he went to surgery. Surgery took 6 hours, and they had to remove part of his intestines, and they had to fix his liver too. The doctor said that everything went well with the surgery, and that he was gonna recover. He was transported to Boston yesterday. The Red Sox sent an ambulance to help him get to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we know that he went through he went to surgery again yesterday.
Right.
I don't know exactly why he went to surgery again, but the doctors in Boston, what I've read is that it was a precautionary surgery just to check that everything was okay with them.
So the Dionisio,
that's basically what we know right now.
So okay. the shooter, the guy that's riding the motorcycle, he crashes and the crowd kind of has him and he gets beat up a little bit. But the shooter himself, did he jump back on that motorcycle and drive off, or did he run off and he's still not caught, correct?
He ran off and he hasn't been caught
yet. But he didn't jump on that motorcycle?
Not again, no.
He just ran away.
So the guy that was Garcia, the guy that was driving the motorcycle, he says he knew nothing about this. Now, was he just sitting outside the club or the bar and then he fell off his bike? No. Or did he actually hear the gunshot, drive off, and people saw that he was connected to the shooter?
They saw them together. Okay. They arrived at the restaurant together in the back. He was severely beat up by, about 10, 15 people that followed him after they crashed. The other guy ran off. Police still searching for him. Police was supposed to have a press conference today around noon, but they haven't yet. Supposedly they're going to say something about the case today. Yesterday I spoke with a police officer, with a colonel, with the speaker for the police office. Mm-hmm. Here in the Dominican Republic, and they said that they weren't still able to say anything publicly about the case, but that they were working everything out and that they were hoping to get the shooter as soon as possible.
So that was
yesterday.
So they don't have any leads on the shooter at all? They don't have a name? There's just reports that maybe he was a police officer, any of that stuff?
They have rejected that theory that he was the shooter is a police officer. Right. I think they know who it is, but they're not saying it publicly. Maybe not to interfere with the investigation.
I was going to say why, and we're talking to Dionisio Soldevilla in Santo Domingo. He's a journalist working, obviously, on this story down there. Why would, if you say they know who it is, Why wouldn't they bring him in? Why is it being so secretive at this point?
They're looking for him. That's for sure. They're looking for him. They haven't found him yet, but they're looking for him. I don't know. I think police are doing their job. You know, they're trying to get this guy, this shooter. Everyone here is in the Dominican Republic is really sad about that. Sad, frustrated, and angry about what happened to David, because he's a real hero here in the Dominican Republic.
Okay, the reason I asked about the secrecy, because we keep on hearing the possibility that a drug lord might be involved in this, that he might fear jealousy, that maybe his wife was involved or whatever. Would they be secretive because they're fearful of the action by the drug lord? Is that possible?
I don't think so. That's just I've read these theories in both Daily Mirror and the New York Post and the New York Post, but I don't think that's for true. You know, I think this is just one theory and basically gossip running around, because I don't know why, really, because David. I've been following David. I followed David's career since he was a rookie and all through his life. And I don't know if you guys know him, but David Ortiz is not that type of person, you know?
Well, let me ask you this. But why do you think somebody would want to kill David Ortiz? Like, for what? Just for,
no,
I mean,
idea.
I mean.
I have no idea.
But you, it's
I
just, no you idea. Don't, do you, okay, do you think.
This is a talk.
Do you think
it's
a? Do you think it's just a chance encounter that he would be targeted like that? Because I mean, these things just don't happen randomly. So there's got to be a deeper issue here.
I know what you mean, and that's why I think we have to wait until the police and everything comes clearly, because the drug lord, the mistress, or wife's. Or whatever theory, I think that's just not fair for David Ortiz. Mm-hmm. Something happened. I know something happened, and you don't get shot just out of the blue, you know?
Yeah.
Something happened here, and something needs to be explained. Maybe we can wait until David is ready to speak, to see if he had been, I don't know, if someone had threatened him before or whatever, you know? But I think it's too lightheaded to just say, oh, this is David was fooling around with the drug lord's wife. If you guys have known David Ortiz or have followed his career, if he hadn't been involved ever in 20 year career, never one scandal. All of a sudden, he's just a different person. I don't know. It doesn't fit for me.
So one more question for me, Dionisio, is the U.S. authorities, are they involved at all, or is it just run by the Dominican Republic and Santo Domingo, the cops?
So far, only the Dominican Republic authorities have spoken. David is David's an American citizen.
Right.
So probably the U.S. embassy here in the Dominican Republic has called the police or has asked about what's going on in this case. Because David is loved here in the Dominican Republic as much as in the U.S. I know, because everyone loves him.
Okay, Dionisio, you said that they're going to do a press conference, right? But you don't know when it's going to be. It was already scheduled for what? A few hours ago?
It was scheduled for 2 hours ago. It still hasn't happened, but we're waiting for some information from the police. As far as how have the investigations advanced?
Because really, we haven't heard any enforcement authorities come forward and say anything. Correct? Have they said in? Let me ask you this: when you wrote, you tweeted out that Daily Mail story is false about one of the aggressors of David Ortiz being a policeman. Did you actually get that verification that he's not a policeman? From who? From law enforcement? From who?
From the police office speaker.
Okay.
Colonel Juan.
So they are talking somewhat, but it doesn't seem like they're saying an awful lot.
Not yet.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. I've also tweeted about that I think it's time that the police has something to say.
Yes.
Because this is I mean, this is national story, you know? This is an international story, not national. This is big. This is important. Right. David Ortiz is important, not only for you guys in Boston, but also for us in the Dominican Republic. And we need an answer about what's going on here.
All right, let's stay in touch. If you hear anything else, let us know. Okay? Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Dionisio Soldevia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.